Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of What in the K-Pop. I'm your host, Yvette, and here we are at episode 3 of Eric Nam's Mindset, Embracing the Process. You know, today has been raining a lot, and for me, it's been honestly really healing. I don't know what it is about rain that just calms my anxieties and my worries, but I love it. I got to sit on my patio and just watch the rain just pour. So nice. Not sure what I'm going to eat for dinner today, but I'm thinking Thai food, maybe? I don't know. Well, I have my pineapple candle lit and I'm ready to get started. So grab your favorite blanket or food and let's get started. Episode 3, Embracing the Process. Making a living on just music and entertainment was hard to see in the beginning for Eric. He worked so hard for 7 years before he felt that he could do this job long term. For several years, Eric didn't get paid for what he was doing in the entertainment industry, which is a hard truth for many people all over the world who want to succeed in this music and entertainment industry. A lot of hopefuls work in the day at a 9-to-5 job and then continue working towards their dream at night. Eric explains that if you work hard, be prepared, and be consistent, that you should expect great and positive results every time. Theoretically speaking, when it comes to entertainment, you could do all those things and still fail with no guidance as to why you failed. As a musician and entertainer, you yourself are the product, the asset. From your name, your life story, persona, music, etc., it's all out there for the public to criticize. Eric tells us that you can spend a year putting out an album using the best songwriters, directors, producers, etc., working your hardest to put out a great product only for people to say, "I hate it," or "I guess it was okay." Which, I don't know about y'all, but if that happened to me, I'll be searching to the ends of the earth trying to figure out why these people didn't connect with my music. I'd be simply crushed. It sucks to feel like you've worked so hard and sacrificed a lot of things, opportunities, and time just to get nothing in return. I know this all too well. Eric didn't immediately just want to be a solo artist. He met with many different labels that all had different visions for him. Whether it was being part of a rock trio, ballad duo, or solo artist. Strangely, no one wanted him to be in an idol group. As Eric was 23 or 24 at the time, that was considered too old for idol groups, which makes no sense to me, but hey, I guess that's how things roll in the industry. I think another supporting factor of why he wasn't suggested for idol groups was Eric's dancing skills. Eric wasn't naturally a gifted dancer, but he wanted to learn how to dance, you know? And, you know, hey, if you want to make the effort and you want to learn to dance, then why not? He said when he was taking dance lessons in Korea, they bluntly said that they were going to give up on him because he's just not good. Honestly, that made me really mad that they gave up on him like that. I'm sure they spent their time with him, but I don't think I could ever give up on someone like that. I personally feel that everyone can dance to their own best level with figuring out how they learn and trying, you know, different tips and tricks that personally work for them. Yes, it takes time, But when you get there and you, you know, have a solid dance or, you know, a solid song, it's all worth it. In my experience, I was the worst dancer when I was younger. I had no rhythm whatsoever, but I practiced and mimicked dancers that I really liked, and I got so much better. It just took me a different way of, you know, learning than other people. Hey, Eric Nam, I'll teach you to dance any day. Remember, YouTube is your friend. I got your back, boo. Eric was more about having the passion for putting out music than dancing. And at the time, it was unfair for his instructors to give up on him. He's a green thumb in the industry and hasn't been training and singing and dancing since he was a kid, like other idols. So, of course, he isn't going to be where you want him to be. Eric explains that even today, people tell him his dancing isn't good as idol groups. And he completely agrees, but he also sings live in ways that some idols can't. Eric tells us that we should focus on things that we are good at instead of stressing so much on the things that we aren't. Next, Eric talks about being a celebrity and how they have to be extremely careful on what they say, post, tweet, etc. Because one little mistake can get you canceled, which makes for a hostile environment because almost everyone has access to the internet and everyone has an opinion. So in a way, it changed Eric's personality. He became more quiet and reserved, which is funny to me because in the previous episode to talk to people, Eric explained how opening up, being vulnerable, and more charismatic got him to be where he wanted to be. But here in episode 3, embracing the process, now when he finally got to where he realized that he couldn't, you know, got to where he wanted to be, he realized he couldn't fully be himself in public because people would use himself against him or to their advantage. Scary, right? I thought about this to myself, definitely on a smaller scale, honestly, nothing like Eric, but it's like half of me wants to inspire and connect with people, but the other half of me, you know, still wants to be a nobody. Does that make sense? Like classic Cancer / Libra type of energy here. I guess I just want to have my cake and eat it too. Being a celebrity wasn't always a thought in Eric's mind. All he wanted to do was make music. Later on, Eric had the realization that with a snap of the finger, all of his hard work and success could disappear in an instant, which is terrifying. He's seen friends and acquaintances get ripped, torn apart, judged heavily by people in real life and people on the internet. It's crazy how someone can be celebrated and praised one day and then just be literally considered nothing the next day. It feels like there's no in between. Celebrities should try to be the best versions of themselves because, like it or not, there are children and adults that look up to them. But celebrities are people too, and people make mistakes. We as people aren't meant to be perfect. We may strive to be perfect, but we aren't meant to. Sharing that he had a lot of self-doubt, worries, and fear about change, Eric tells us that we just have to roll with the punches. It's scary not to have control of the future, but we have to do what we want, move forward, and beat whatever obstacles that come our way. Eric states that the theme of this episode is, it's okay to fail. I want to directly quote him because he said something that was so powerful and true. Quote, but truly, you don't know what you can be, what you can become if you do not fail. Unquote. This is one of the things I struggle with the most. Sometimes I'm extremely scared to fail in life, to the point where It feels suffocating even. I'm a huge perfectionist, even though I'm by no means perfect. It's just hard to make drastic changes with little to no certainty of what the result in the end will be. But we must embrace the process. Senior year of high school, Eric decides to make an album, a CD. And he's super pumped, that he's going to write some songs, add some music to it, and just share his first album with his friends and family. Only to realize how hard it is to write a song without the proper training. I figured this out when I was in middle school, because at the time I wanted to write my own songs too, and be in a band or whatever, I guess emo kid vibes kind of thing. But those songs that I made, yes, they did suck, and I can't even remember the lyrics because I've subconsciously buried them deep, deep, way, way, way deep down, where they'll never see the light of day. Anyways, Eric has the courage and the audacity to share a clip of his song that he made in high school. Y'all, let's just say it was what you expect a first song by a regular schmegular person would be. Great guitar playing, though. It was really nice. I liked it. Like, I suck at playing guitar, but really great guitar playing. But the lyrics should be set on fire, like mine. I'm not sharing this clip because that's primo content that you'll have to pay for to hear on the Mindset app, but it was something. It was something. Poor Eric was so embarrassed, but I love him for sharing it and, confiding in us. And, his first song. Hearing what Eric made in high school to now is definitely day and night. Eric says that it took him about 7 years to get the results he wanted for his music. He tried many, many different paths, tips, tricks to get to his version of success. As many of us have heard the phrase, success doesn't happen overnight. It's extremely true. We have to go through processes, ideas, and obstacles, and we will fail. Hell, just doing podcasting is huge for me personally. I failed many times in the beginning. It still cringes me out when I listen to early episodes because, I was horrible and I'm still not perfect now, but I'm, working on it, So we're going to fail here and there. It just is that it's going to happen. But, I don't let that get to me. I just work harder to be a better host, editor, marketer, and hope that one day, may it be a year from now or many years from now, I'll look back on this moment and be like, look at how much I've grown. To fail is to grow. Let's not fight the process, but embrace it. Well, that's the end of today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Lastly, follow us on Instagram to get updated at whatinthek_official for all the updates. If you send us a message through Instagram, or text or leave a voicemail at 409-234-3285. That's 409-234-3285. I'll make sure to read it on the next episode if you like. Or if you just want to say hello, tell us how we're doing. That's great too. Talk to us. We'll talk to you back. Doesn't matter. But that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being patient for me getting these episodes out to you. And, I hope you really like it and really enjoy, and it really relaxes you to listen to all of this. And I will be a lot more consistent in the future because I love my K-pop squad. All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day or night, but most importantly, remember to live your best K-pop life.
step on me. I'm not gonna step on you. I will like love tap you or like love kick you, but I'm not gonna step on you. Stepping on people hurts, man. If you pay me enough, I mean, anything's possible.